Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Voiceovers with Goldwave. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I'm going to demonstrate Goldwave's ability to add a voiceover clip to a sound bite that is already in use. In other words, it mixes the sound bites together, but it makes one of them softer so that you can hear a voice from the other sound bite. This is not, obviously, VoiceOver, which is the Apple screen reader. I use this a lot when mixing things, especially the beginning theme to Tech Access Weekly and Tech Access Daily Tips. So I am in this file I am recording in. Let's go to my other files with Control F6, find the one we want to use as the VoiceOver.
Untitled 6.
That happens to be the one. So I want to use the whole soundbite. Let's see what it is. Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Voiceovers with Goldwave. That's it. I am going to copy it to the clipboard.
Top.
Select all, Control A and Control C to copy, just like you would normally with Windows.
Free theme 1 short.mp3.
That is the shortened version of the Tech Access theme, Tech Access Weekly theme, that I use for the daily tips. So here we go. I have hit stop, and I have stopped it right at the point where I want the voiceover to start. So I want the voiceover to start here, so I will put a left bracket to mark this starting position. Now I will hit Alt-C to go into the Effect menu.
Menu.
And I will go up arrow a few times.
Reset playback volumes, voiceover dot dot dot.
So it is a dialog box. And I will hit enter.
Menu bar, leaving menus, voiceover, presets, presets, edit combo.
There is a dialog box with some presets.
Default. Fade background to silence. Fast fading. Half second fade. Loud background. Slow fading.
You can do a swap and have soft voice and loud background.
Fade background.
The others govern how long the fade in timeout and fade in time is.
Default.
I want to go to default, and I will show you what the various presets do.
Presets add preset.
You can add your own. You can make your own.
Presets remove preset.
You can remove it.
Preview.
You can preview it. I can't preview this sound because I'm recording, so that is out of the question at the moment, but you can preview it to see what it will sound like.
Stop.
You can stop the preview.
OK button, cancel button, help button, I'll edit 1.00.
Now, after the help button, you have some things you can edit here, and they are not necessarily really accessible. You don't know what they really are unless you use the JAWS cursor if you've got JAWS, or whatever screen reader you use for the mouse equivalent, and sort of arrow around and find it. But this is the fade-in time, which is a second. So that means a second before you start speaking, the music will fade down a little bit.
Edit 1.00.
And this is how long after you speak the music will come back to normal volume.
12.50% edit minus 18.06.
This one governs how soft the music will get so that you can hear your voice. You can edit these, by the way, and have different time values.
87.50% edit minus 1.16.
This one governs how loud the voice is.
2.00% edit minus 34.00.
This governs the level that the sound has to sync to in order for it to determine that there's silence there.
Edit 5.00.
And the silence allowed here is 5 seconds.
Presets edit combo default.
And we're back to default.
Stop. OK button. 5%. Processing voiceover. Cancel button. 100%. Arrow. Gold wave. Free theme 1 short.
And now the file keeps the same name, but it takes your voice that you have copied to the clipboard, that soundbite you've copied to the clipboard, puts it in there at the point where you've got your marker, and you can play it back and hear it, and then you can save the file. It will have the same name as the file that you worked on. So mine is called Free Theme 1 Short because that is the file that I modified with the voice clip. So creating a voiceover in Goldwave, as simple as that. This capability has been around in a plugin for a while, and in version 5.5 something, it was introduced into the regular program. So now you've got it as an effect and don't have to install a plugin for that. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, @TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.